News. I'm Dave Collins. The U.S. Treasury Secretary is putting Congress on notice that the nation will hit its debt limit next week. Janet Yellen notified lawmakers her department will begin taking necessary steps to avoid a default once the debt limit is reached. In a letter to Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, Yellen urged Congress to act promptly to protect the full faith and credit of the United States. The White House is confirming that five more classified documents were discovered at President Biden's home in Wilmington, Delaware. New York Times reporter Charlie Savage.
The biggest question raised by this on its face is why did the White House say on Thursday, hey, there was one more record found in the space next to Biden's garage, and then it turns out there were six more pages of classified documents found next to his garage.
Savage tells MSNBC it's an obvious question to ask. Now, the total number of classified materials discovered at Biden's home and old office is around two dozen. Migrants being housed at a Manhattan hotel say they're being given rotten food by New York City. Migrants say the food smells and looks spoiled, is cooked poorly, and leaves kids at Row Hotel in a condition that resembles food poisoning. Mayor Eric Adams says the food's okay and the migrants are just picky. Speaking of the mayor, Eric Adams, he's heading south. Well, actually, southwest.
Eric Adams is visiting the Lone Star State as New York City struggles to deal with the large number of migrants and asylum seekers that have traveled to the Big Apple. Adams will visit several cities in Texas and make a few stops along the U.S.-Mexico border. New York is looking for state and federal help in dealing with the nearly 40,000 migrants that have made their way to New York City. I'm John Schaefer.
More than 50,000 people are without power as yet another atmospheric river moves into the state of California. Sacramento appears to be affected the most. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right, no fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Russia is claiming a victory over the Ukrainian mining town of Soledar. On Friday, Russia said it won a large battle in the city after weeks of brutal fighting. The town has been leveled from artillery strikes, and Russia says it plans to use the city to block Ukrainian supply routes. Ukraine, however, denies that Russia has taken over the city and says the battle continues. The Dallas Zoo says a clouded leopard that went missing from her habitat Friday morning has been found safe. Nova was eventually located on the property Friday evening unharmed. The small cat is native to the Himalayas and at just 30 pounds does not pose a serious threat to people. If you're thinking about moving to the south, you're not alone.
The post-pandemic trend of people moving to different states is continuing. Some move for cost of living reasons, others for climate or lower taxes, still others for the down-home, small-town feel.
Big enough to have the amenities that you need, but small enough to be able to get around and feel like it's a little bit more of a town.
Realtors say that baby boomers are driving the trend, and Texas, Florida, and the Carolinas seem to be the most popular destinations. I'm Corey Myers.
Los Angeles Rams head coach Sean McVay is remaining with the team. The announcement comes days after a news conference following the end of the season in which McVay said he would be taking the appropriate time to come to a decision. Dave Collins, USA News.
Mr. Clean. I hate the struggle of tough, greasy messes on my stovetop. So I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
When I'm frustrated with stubborn bathtub soap scum, I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
Mr. Clean Clean Freak delivers an innovative cleaning experience with a powerful deep cleaning mist that starts working on contact to break down tough messes in seconds.
Just freak,
wipe,